birthday. I'm actually really looking forward to Thanksgiving this year, and I've actually learned to slow down in anticipation for the holiday and take advantage of the fact that at the end of the day, just be together and you don't have to fill it with things.
Four people telling stories of their first Thanksgiving in America. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Oil prices fall on OPEC's decision not to cut production.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Gura, in for David Brancaccio. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. The 12 members of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, better known as OPEC, gathered for a meeting today in Vienna that was closely watched, and they decided not to cut production, to keep the ceiling they've set at 30 million barrels a day. You've probably noticed gas is a lot less expensive these days. Oil prices have fallen by a third since June. After the OPEC decision, the price of a barrel of Brent fell below $75, the first time it's been that low since September 2010. Andrew Walker is the BBC's economics correspondent. He's in Vienna for the meeting, and he joins us now. Hey, Andrew.
Hello, David.
So OPEC's decided to keep this ceiling where it's been. What was the argument for doing that, for not cutting production?
I think they take the view that they might be able to get a little bit of extra support for the market by getting production down, but it's just not by very much. And they really reckon a cut of that sort of magnitude in actual production is not really going to make very much of a difference.
You're there in Vienna. I just wonder if you had a chance to talk to any of these ministers, to talk to any of the staff, and how contentious this decision was.
Ahead of the meeting, the Saudis were utterly refusing to make any sort of comments on what they wanted from the meeting or what they expected to come out. The Venezuelans were more forthcoming. They argued that what really is needed is a cut of 2 million barrels a day of OPEC production. So I think that gives you a sense, really, of the fact that the countries came into this meeting with very significant divisions. Venezuela, Iran, Nigeria need relatively high prices of oil to balance their budgets. Saudi Arabia can get by with much lower figures, and in any event, even if it's not balancing its budget, it has ample reserves to fall back on for a fairly extended period.
This meeting was being watched very closely, and many have said that the global oil market has changed. I gather that's because of how much oil the U.S. is now producing, how much shale oil the U.S. is producing.
Yeah, I mean, in the short term, there is also a factor coming in from the demand side, and that's the economic weakness of Europe. But the big long-term change that has indeed hit the global oil market, and which OPEC is clearly very worried about, is the rise of shale oil production in the United States. The US is still importing oil, but a great deal less than it used to do, and that has displaced a significant amount of OPEC oil.
Just lastly, Andrew, in light of that and in light of the falling oil prices, it seems there were some questions going into this meeting about OPEC's influence now that the global oil market has changed. Has that influence shifted?
Well, I kind of think that in the last 10 years or so, OPEC has, for the most part, been a bit overwhelmed by what's been happening to demand for oil. Now we're in a situation where OPEC is having to think not so much about demand as about new sources of supply, and that really is presenting them with a very significant dilemma.
BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker in Vienna, site of today's OPEC meeting. Andrew, thanks very much.
My pleasure, David.
The holiday season is particularly busy for food pantries, nonprofits that collect and distribute food to Americans who can't afford it. Many food assistance programs started buying staples like turkey and hams back in the spring to meet holiday demand. The need for assistance went up during the recession, and food pantries have had to evolve, as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
The Father Fred Foundation operates a food pantry serving some 6,500 families in Traverse City, Michigan. Standing in front of five industrial refrigerators, Donna Broyles, a manager at the foundation, says these turkeys will all be gone in a matter of hours.
This looks like a lot of poultry, but I can assure you, with 200 families a day, these will be gone quickly and we'll need to replenish over and over again.
Broyle says the average visitor only comes in four times per year, reflecting a new kind of marginal food insecurity resulting from stagnant wages, underemployment, or ongoing fallout from the recession. Bill Bowling is director of the Atlanta Community Food Bank. He says a growing political resistance to food aid doesn't make economic sense.
If we can get better health outcomes, if we can get better educational outcomes, if kids can learn better by being fed, they're our future workers.
Despite an annual surge of holiday donations, Bowling notes that food pantries feed people every day, not just during the holidays. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. In Europe, the FT 100 is down 0.04% at 6,726. France's CAC 40 is up about a quarter percent. It's at 4,385. And at last check, a barrel of Brent crude was trading at $75.14. U.S. markets are closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. Major market indices finished the day at record highs yesterday. The Dow at 17,827. The S&P just above 2,072. That's the 47th time the S&P has closed at a record high this year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Nuance Power PDF, designed for powerful business functionality that's scalable for the entire organization. Nuance.com/PowerPDF. PDF uncompromised. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
For American consumers, a third of all our retail spending happens between now and the end of the year. According to a trade group that represents retailers, sales in November and December will reach $616 billion. But as Tim Fitzsimmons reports, if you want the best deal, you may not want to wait until Black Friday.
This year, there are fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas than usual, so retailers are pushing more deals than ever, says Tom Blishock, a retail analyst with PricewaterhouseCoopers.
It would be fair to say that this will be the richest holiday season with regard to the numbers of sales and the percentage of sales. And let's not forget online shopping.
Yes, let's not forget the other shopping holiday, Cyber Monday, which lately is more like Cyber Week. This year, Adobe Digital Index found that online shopping deals will peak on Thanksgiving with an average markdown of 24%. And if you're loath to fire up Amazon.com while you're basting your turkey, well, Adobe's Tamara Gaffney says there's a reason you should.
By Black Friday, you're going to have a two times higher out of stock when you shop online. When you get to Cyber Monday, which is December 1st, it will be five times higher.
So analysts say the best days to shop will be Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Shop early, shop often. I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.
A few more numbers on the way out. Every year, Americans eat more than 200 million turkeys. That stat comes from the National Turkey Federation, the bird's lobbyists in Washington. Turkeys, I learned this morning, are a $4.8 billion a year industry. In New York, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Join WILL at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign for the season premiere of Downton Abbey on Friday, December 12th. That's right, we'll be showing the premiere at the Virginia weeks before it airs on WILL-TV. Watch the show with us and enjoy costumes, cars, prizes, and more. The event is completely free, but you must register online to attend. Visit will.illinois.edu/Downton for more information and the link to register, or call 217-333-7300. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana.